the Purdue Jazz Bands are heading out of the country. We often see them in performance, whether it's there at Slater Center or at the Long Center, but they're going to be in Portugal through the 17th. And joining me is the director, Mo Trout. Hi.
Hey, John. It's great to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your trip, because this is nice. You guys are performing internationally.
Yes, we are. We try to do a trip like this every 3 years, and we do it as kind of a study abroad opportunity for our students. And so they can sign up for it, and then we have a regular class through the semester where we rehearse and get ready and, you know, get ready for the trip, and then we take off. And this year our destination is Portugal. We're very excited.
This is probably a chance not only to share some American jazz, but to hear some Portuguese music and probably interact with some musicians.
Well, that's our hope. You know, we've got some opportunities for various kinds of performance. There's one of the oldest jazz clubs in Europe is actually in Lisbon. And so we're going to take a trip there, and we're going to get it. There's these called Fado clubs. You know, this is a traditional Portuguese kind of folk music. We're going to try to partake of some of that tradition. And then, of course, we're going to be performing a lot. So it should be a pretty great experience for our students.
You will be immersed. I mean, I imagine it's not just music, but you'll be seeing architecture, you'll be hearing the language, and I always think about things of, oh, you get to try some new food.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, well, that's a big part of this trip. It's actually called Jazz and Culture in Portugal, and so we're going to learn a lot about the history of Portugal while we're there, see a lot of the sites. We're going to visit a city called Évora, which is an old Roman outpost, actually, that's supposed to be very interesting. One of our performances is in an old monastery that's supposed to be just incredible. You know, it's this unfinished chapel that we're going to be playing in. I've seen pictures of it, and I just can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
Tell us a little bit about the program that you guys are performing.
Well, we've got a little bit of everything. You know, I've got students from a number of different groups, and so we're going to be getting music that kind of all of these students are able to perform and have maybe played in other groups throughout the semester, plus some more contemporary and modern pieces. So we're going to be playing, oh, for instance, pieces by that Frank Sinatra sang, or that Dean Martin sang. Ella Fitzgerald, you know, this year is Ella Fitzgerald's would have been her 90th birthday. And so we're doing a lot of Ella Fitzgerald tribute pieces. And then we have some more contemporary plays, a wonderful arrangement of a tune that most people know called When You're Smiling. And I love that piece. And we even found an arrangement of a piece called April in Portugal. Unfortunately, it's not March in Portugal, but but that's the best I could find. And it's a really fun little piece that we're going to use as kind of an encore piece.
Oh, very fun. Mo Trout is my guest, and the Purdue Jazz Band is going to Portugal over spring break, and it's a wonderful study abroad. I know it's got to be always busy in the spring, because I know you'll have Jazz on the Hill coming up after this, and, you know, of course, the basketball team's doing really well, so I know some of the Purdue brass is heading there, so this has got to be a busy time of year.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I just did a quick poll in one of the bands yesterday, you know, what are people we're going to be doing for spring break? And, you know, three or four of them are taking off to Washington, D.C. to play with Boiler Brass, as you mentioned. You know, and then people are just heading out all over the place. And then we have a big concert coming up on March the 31st featuring all of our jazz bands. And then, of course, Jazz on the Hill, as you mentioned. And we've had seemingly a major concert every other weekend since school started, you know,
so it's, oh, man.
Yeah, it's just been pretty, pretty wild, but you know, it's always like that in Purdue bands.
Oh yeah. No, that's a great thing. Where we can find out more information about this and about your performances.
Well, you can check out, www.purdue.edu/bands. And that's got all the information about our tour up that you can check out, see where we're going to be, and then find out about all the great performances that we have for the rest of the semester.
All right, Mo. Well, we'll let you go and look forward to much more, and hope you'll come back and tell us about Jazz on the Hill and all the things that are going on.
Absolutely. I'd love to. Thank you, John.